Australian True Crime. The live show is coming.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a true crime podcast, as the title suggests. So please consider this your warning that it's not suitable for children, and it probably will contain content that may be triggering to some people. Also, it's an Australian true crime podcast, so Australian Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners should be aware it may contain the voices of deceased people.
The producers of this podcast recognise the traditional owners of the land on which it's recorded. They pay respect to the Aboriginal elders past, present and those emerging.
You may be aware that the alleged High Country murder trial of former Jetstar pilot Gregory Lynn is about to begin in the Supreme Court of Melbourne. Lynn stands accused of murdering elderly campers Russell Hill and Carol Clay in the Wanangatta Valley of Victoria's High Country in March 2020. We'll be bringing you special editions of Australian True Crime throughout the trial. But to help us prepare, we've enlisted an old friend who's been part of some of the biggest murder trials this country has ever seen. He was also our very first guest on Australian True Crime. He is former homicide detective Charlie Bezina. Charlie remains in very high demand both as a media commentator and as a private investigator. But he joins us today to talk about the process of taking a big homicide investigation to trial from the perspective of the detectives involved. Charlie will be joining us again for special comments as this trial goes on, and he's about to remind us he brings a wealth of experience to the table.
Our relationship starts, so from a process of doing a homicide investigation, there's a process you do follow. You might spend 5, 10, 15, whatever hours at the crime scene, processing the crime scene and the deceased. The crime scene tells you a story. The deceased tells you a story. People often ask me, well, why do you go and do postmortems? Because so much evidence can be gleaned from a postmortem, and that's where you're going to get evidence about how the assault happened, the cause of death, the struggle, et cetera, even from the clothes. So you're running that type of investigation there. Then after that's processed, your next step is going and spending a lot of time with the deceased family. Sitting in their lounge rooms, they've never had any interaction with police in the past. And this is the biggest thing. They've got a homicide detective on their doorstep. giving them this horrific news and trying to explain to them the processes of what's involved in now. And we're going to try and identify stuff. And then we start learning as much as we can about the deceased through the family. And they cling to you. And that relationship lasts for years and years and years. Because if we charge someone today, it's about 18 months to 2 years before we can go to trial. And we have ownership. And the only ownership that the families have is us. We, and how often is said that we, as investigators, represent the deceased, because no one else does. And we're the ones that put that human face to the name. At the end of the day, the information for what we call the charge sheet for the accused is, you did murder one Charlie Bazzina. Well, Charlie is a person, but we put a face, we put a body, we put a life to that name, to the jury and the courts, because all they see is a name on a piece of paper. They don't see that it's a picture of the deceased as they see the accused being interviewed on our audio videotapes.
You have to make them really care, right? Because yeah. The defence is going to try and make them really care about the defendant, about the alleged offender. They're going to say, this was his childhood, this was his background, this is why. If you find him guilty, they're thinking possibly sentencing and all of that. So they're trying to really humanise the alleged offender. So you need to equally humanise the victim.
Yeah, but if, as you've said, every day the trial starts, they're looking at the accused person. For me, I would love to see an easel with a picture of the deceased in life. Because that's what it's all about. That's what the jury should be seeing every day, not the face of the accused person alone. The accused is in their face every day. And, you know, we sit there, and I used to do quite often, even though I'm not going to give evidence in the brief of evidence, and because I'm the face of the investigation, because of our doing the stand-ups at the crime scene, you got that profile. So it's good for me to be seen in court sitting next to the deceased family. And you can see the jury look at me and they must say, oh, that must be the family of the deceased. So we start humanising it from that point. And then you're supporting the family is saying, well, okay, look, tomorrow the pathologist is going to give evidence and they're going to be quite descriptive in the injuries, the fact of how it happened or whether she's raped or whatever the case may be. I'm just warning you because you cannot show any emotion. You cannot sit here. If you can't take it emotionally, I'm going to have to ask you to stay outside the court. So you warn them. And this is where it's so important when I used to say to my young detectives, you've got to be as honest as you can with the deceased family. Because if you don't, and they learn about something at a trial that we didn't tell them, you know.
Oh, I can't imagine how devastating, yeah.
I will be as honest with you as you want me to be. I'm not going to hold anything back. You're entitled to know exactly, because if I don't tell you today, this is the day after your loved one's been killed, you're going to hear it at the trial. So I'm holding nothing back. And they know you put in 120%. And you say, well, because we're emotionally involved as much as you are, you know, and we own it. We've got ownership. The DPP doesn't. We do. We're the ones dealing with the witnesses and the families. We're the ones sitting in their lounge rooms, you know, after the murder of their loved one and trying to convince them that we're going to do our damnedest to try and bring someone to justice and, you know, represent, you know, you're supportive of the family and you do take it to heart, but you can't become too emotionally involved because then you become an ineffective investigator. You learn from it and then you say, you know what, next time I'm going to cover off on that. The underlining issue for us is, and I quote two things, people say, what's an investigation? An investigation is to search for the truth in interest of justice in accordance with the specifications of the law. And secondly, what we are as investigators is the collectors of facts. We collect the facts, whether it inculpates or exculpates an accused, we present all those facts to the court and it's the court's role to prove innocence or guilt, not ours. We just collect the facts and present it. Policing is simple. Good guy catches bad guy, takes him to court. The complexities come in about now of how a trial is in about that admissibility. Oh, that's prejudicial. We won't let that in. That's hearsay evidence. We won't let that in. We can't do this. And that's where the complexities start to say, well, you know, start censoring the interview. Oh, this is something that might be taken as prejudicial by a jury person. And they're treating juries like imbeciles. And they'd say, well, let them make their own decision. And that's why inquisitorial under coronial investigations, inquisitorial, no rules of evidence. All the evidence goes in and they can be the judge. But unfortunately, the adversarial system is what they call the adversarial system under the system we work under, becomes pristine, becomes evidence of we can't lead this, we can't lead that. So
the adversarial system, our system, is basically to find a winner, isn't it? Correct. We have to declare a winner.
Correct.
Whereas the inquisitorial system, which is the system that's used in some other countries and also our coronial system, is to establish the truth.
Correct. And the truth comes from everything. Why should the jury be not made aware of that evidence? Because no, they're silly. They cannot make up their mind and discount that from their mind. So we've got to do it for them.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Prior to trial starting, what happens is we get a list from the prosecutor. Okay, Charlie, for the first day of the trial, I want these 15 witnesses. Okay, I want them in this order, and I'll have this. We often do the doctors and specialist people first because of their involvement with different things, with their own personal businesses and stuff. Prior to the week before the trial starts, I'm ringing up these 15 witnesses. Can you come to court?
Is that your job?
That's my job.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's my job.
I suppose I don't know who I thought it would be, but I thought there'd be some assistant somewhere or someone.
No, you're it. This is what I'm just saying. That's just the start of it. Because prosecutors lose sight of the fact that witnesses have lives. You can't demand it. Now, I've had some prosecutors, some arrogant ones, say, well, if they don't come, I'm going to take out a warrant for their arrest. They don't have a relationship with the witnesses we have. So you try and balance it and say, you know what, okay, I'll try and work around that, or I've got a job interview on that day, or I'm doing a HSC exam, I'm doing this, okay, I balance it. I go back to the prosecutor and say, look, this is the order we can do it in because they got this, and we've got to work around it, or I've got a witness overseas. Then I've got to arrange a video link up in their time to our video people here, et cetera, et cetera. So that's okay. So come on Monday morning. My first lot of morning witnesses come along. I sit with them and I greet them at court. We sit down with them and then I start preparing them. Okay, guys, you're going to give evidence. Now, this is what's happened. I then try and talk to them at the court and say that when you go in, this is the explain the layout inside the court. Now, you're going to get questioned. The first personal question was a prosecutor. He'll lead you through the evidence. You don't have to memorize it. But if you don't know the answer to a question, say, I don't know what the answer is. I don't understand the question. Or ask him to repeat it. But be short. Don't give monologues. Just say yes, no as best you can. And be honest as you can. Don't guess questions except so you prepare your witnesses.
God, and some of them would be so nervous. They would never have spoken in...
Correct.
Well, I mean, most people hate speaking in public.
And people don't realise is prior to the trial starting, the defence get the complete hand-up brief of evidence. They get every skerrick of evidence that we will be alleging against that accused person. That's served on the accused through their lawyer, and they go through with a fine-tooth comb, looking for the Achilles heel. Where are our weaknesses? Now, when my detectives or I do a brief of evidence, we go through it and scrutinise every bit of it. We look at any weaknesses ourselves. And I go to a crime scene and I'm in defence mode. I'm thinking like a defence barrister. What should I cover off? What should I do this? I remember that from my experience that comes in. And how do I shear up and run every rabbit down this burrow going to trial? Because if I don't, I'll back it in that a competent defence barrister will. There's a routine that a defence barrister will take about how they're going to question. And you might think everything's okay. You're in a false sense of security. All of a sudden, bang. Edge with the one question, they close all the gates, you've got nowhere to go. So
it's fascinating, isn't it? And they'll ask these like really seemingly unimportant, these short little questions that, like you said, seems like it's kind of, it's, everything's cool. And then you realise, oh my God, they were stitching it up from the beginning.
I've got nowhere to go. So all those witnesses you've arranged that day give evidence. Okay, Your Honour, we're going to adjourn for the day and we're back tomorrow morning. I then go and sit with the solicitor and the prosecutor and I get another list. Charlie, these are the witnesses you want for tomorrow. So I then finish at 4:30, 5 o'clock at court. I then go back to my office and spend the evening ringing up all these witnesses to prepare them, get them for tomorrow. And that goes in, day out.
And so I say again, at the same time you're doing this, you're also in the middle of however many other cases, investigations.
Yeah, that I'm overseeing with my other detectives and that type of thing, exactly.
God, the responsibility is unbelievable.
Thank you to our friend, the one and only Charlie Bezina. He'll be back with us in coming weeks, so please contact us through social media if you have any specific questions you'd like him to answer.
If you need support after listening to this podcast, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737 732 or 1-800-RESPECT.org.au. Indigenous Australians can contact 13 Yarn on 13 92 76 or 13yarn.org.au. Thank you for downloading this episode of Australian True Crime. We'll be back next week.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Australian True Crime. The live show is coming.